Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. Tom Goss has released 6 albums as an independent musician. His last one, called What Doesn't Break, was full of churning, chugging indie rock. But his new album, to be called Territories, is different, more interior. The song you were just hearing, La Bufadora, confronts the issue of domestic abuse in the LGBTQ community. And the record also includes a haunting ballad that seems like it was torn from the pages of Tom's diary. It's called Berlin, and Tom Goss is here with Liz DeRoche to play it for us now.
And I fly home to my man, and you to yours the same. No. Berlin, Berlin, oh, Berlin.
That's Tom Goss, live here in our studio with his song called Berlin, which is from his forthcoming album, his seventh, called Territories. Liz DeRoche helping out on backing vocals. She'll be playing some drum pads and keyboards, and Tom will be handling some keyboards as well. No guitar today.
Yeah, no guitar. It's actually been quite frightening to make that change.
You know? Frightening?
Yeah, I mean, I've been touring around the country and the world for like over a decade, and every single show was all guitar. So for me to totally ditch the guitar on this record and tour has been a lot.
Well, the emotional tenor of this record seemed to require a change in the sound.
Yeah, no, I mean, the songs and, like you said, the emotional tenor of the songs and the subject of the songs is so vastly different to what I've done in the past that I really felt like it needed to really take a really sharp left turn in order for it to work sonically as well.
So what is the sort of the guiding light behind this album, behind Territories?
Well, it's interesting, you know, my husband and I opened our relationship about 4 years ago, and that was really difficult for me. Had to really change my perspective of the world in order to do that. And I realized in doing that, you know, for me, I don't really have physicality without emotionality. And so for me, what was working for me, I really had to come into my own as a person, as an individual outside of a relationship. And I met this guy who's a wonderful guy. And we had met in DC, and then I'd seen him again in Toronto. And he asked me if I wanted to ever come to Europe. He lives in London. And I said, yeah, that'd be interesting. So I went to Berlin for the weekend and fell in love, which totally blew my mind and totally changed the way that I saw the world again. And I had to figure out how to be like good and just and honest in my relationship and as an individual, and be able to survive. I didn't have any guidebook for it.
Yeah, and you know, the idea that, you know, we have very fixed ideas, we have had, I should say, very fixed ideas of what a marriage is.
Yeah.
And those ideas are obviously changing with marriage equality, even coming to Northern Ireland, which is like one of the last holdouts in Europe. But that idea that, you know, things are maybe not so clear cut in their definition is something that can be a very powerful creative force, but it can also be something that moves society.
Yeah, no, and it's so interesting to me because I feel like most people have a different idea of what relationship and marriage is than the thing that we're indoctrinated to believe, right? But it's really hard to step out of that in a big, big way. And then I guess what I'm trying to say is I think more people are having similar experiences or have had similar experiences, but don't feel like they can talk about it and feel like they are alone in those experiences because we say, this is the only way it could be, you know, what I was supposed to do in terms of what society told me to do was I was supposed to break up my husband and get a divorce and like find a new person and to plug them into the peg that society tells me to plug them into. But it didn't seem right to me because my husband is the most amazing man I've ever met, and he has healed me and saved me in ways that I cannot even begin to describe.
Yeah. The video for that song for Berlin ends with you leaving this guy in Berlin.
Yes.
You're going back to your man, he's going back to his, as the lyrics say. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I'm literally like writing my life. You know, it's interesting you say it's like a diary, and it is like a diary. I remember opening the door and walking away, and he said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. And I got in the elevator and I thought, holy shit. What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously what you did is you went home and wrote this song and made this video, which is beautiful. I mean, clearly shot in Berlin.
Yeah. And
the album title, Territories, seems to mark both kind of emotional territory, as you've been talking about, but also geographic territories.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it was really written over the course of a year, 18 months, where I was really on a journey internally and emotionally. And I also had just met this guy who I fell in love with and who lives in Europe. And so I was traveling to different places, both with my husband, you know, and with this other man, and trying to figure out, like, what am I doing? What is right? What is wrong? What lessons that society has told me should I hold on to? Mm-hmm. And which one should I let go to the wayside?
So there are a couple of songs that are about particular cities.
Sure.
But the one you're going to do next is about a particular place in London.
Yeah, so we were at, this is a song called Zadal, and we were at this, my lover, I'll refer to him as my lover.
Okay.
Took me to dinner. He said, hey, I really love this place, let's go to this place. And we were obviously there, we were like holding hands, but it was also weird because he lives in London. And so for me to step in almost like a mistress, like, can I hold his hand? Can I be affectionate with the public? What happens if somebody walks up to him that he knows? How do I react in that situation? How open and honest can we be about this? And we were sitting there holding hands and obviously on a date, right? And watching this jazz band. And they were super awesome and super fun and just having a wonderful time. And at some point in time, he like sent the band a drink. It was like two or three guys, you know, just like, oh, here's a tip, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so when they took a break, they came over to talk to us. So again, we're obviously on a date holding hands, and the guy's talking to us as if we are together. And my lover just like, oh yeah, this is a great place. My husband has sung here before and da 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 da. And he just started talking about his husband straight up, like totally open and honestly and really beautifully while I was sitting there holding his hand. And it completely blew my mind in the idea. I was trying to figure out how to construct my own prison, emotional prison. How do I construct my idea of who I am as a mistress? And what are the boundaries in which I should adhere to? And by that one act, he was essentially saying, like, nah, you be you, we'll be us. Doesn't change any of the other things. We can be open and honest about all of the things. And it was really mind-blowing.
So that's what this song is about.
That's what this song's about.
All right. The album's called Territories from Tom Goss. It comes out on November 13th. Tom and Liz today playing for us here in our new sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Here's a song called Zadal.
Zadal, you know it well. But I'm a stranger and everyone can tell. And the drinks are from the gentleman. And you wait. And his keys, they're singing to me. Well, I'm lost in the rhythm. And his feet, they're knocking the beat. Well, I'm lost in transition. Of your husband, I spoke of mine, and I was woke. You know, you blow my mind. In his keys, they're singing to me. Well, I'm lost in the rhythm. In his feet, they're knocking the beat. Well, I'm lost in transition. Mm-hmm. we're not normal. We're not normal. We're not normal, but we are right. We're not normal, but we are right. No, we're not normal, but we are right.
We're not normal,
but we are right.
We're not normal,
but we are right. We're not normal, but we are right.
Yeah, that's Tom Gosp and a song called Sedell. So, kind of a jazzy sound there. What kind of jazz was this band playing?
You know, it was so weird because it was literally a piano and a tuba.
Okay. All right, okay.
I've never heard of a thing in my life like that, but that's what it was. And yeah, so obviously when I sat down to write it, it had to be real jazzy.
Yeah.
And honestly, Ian Carmichael, who produced this record, is brilliant and really, really helped pull it together in a lot of really wonderful ways. And he really kind of messed up the song because it's in 6-8. And he was like, I kind of put it in 4-4.
Yeah.
So essentially, like, added all these different time signatures. Like, there's another, like, there's a signature of 2 here and a signature of 2 here and 1 of 4 here. And, like, kind of like made it super weird, which even I loved even more. Like, I'm always like, make it weirder. Okay, yeah, push it more. So there's a couple extra measures in there that made it weird that I love.
And it also has like kind of a little trip-hop rhythm driving the whole thing along.
Yeah, which, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the song Berlin, you mentioned 6-8, even though, isn't that song
6-A.
In 6-A.
Alone in 6-A.
I was going to say, because the song appeared to be in 4. I was, okay.
Yeah. No, that's a good. Yeah, I'm from Wisconsin, so my eights and A's sound very similar.
Just another example of a mondegreen, a misheard lyric.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a new vocabulary word. Thank you.
Mondegreen.
That's awesome.
Mondegreen is itself a mondegreen. There was no such word.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a misheard lyric. A misheard lyric in a poem.
For what song?
It's from a poem, an old folk poem from England. The poem ends with the lines, "They have buried the Lord of Sandwich and laid him on the green." But this writer back in the 40s misheard it as
Lady
Mondegreen. And so a mondegreen is a misheard lyric.
That's awesome. So
there's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
You know, all of those.
No, I think that was the right lyric, though.
6A.
No, kiss this guy.
Kiss this guy. Now, you mentioned, Tom, you are from Wisconsin. You're based now in L.A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a rather, it seems, circuitous route to get there.
Sure. Yeah, so I grew up in Wisconsin. I was an athlete my whole life. I love it so much. I went to school in Missouri to wrestle. And so then I wrestled through college, and it was really fun.
You still have the wrestler's build.
I work out a lot.
Okay.
I work out a lot. I make beefcake calendars, which are kind of ridiculous, but people love them. So it keeps me. I like to do shoots where I'm half naked. That's my motivation these days.
Uh-huh.
Right. Otherwise, I just want to have a cookie party every night. ask Liz. She's been to plenty of my cookie parties.
Too many.
But yeah, I went to school in Missouri. Then I graduated with a degree in education, and I decided I wanted to be a Catholic priest. And so I moved to Washington, D.C. to join the Catholic seminary. And that didn't work.
Yeah.
Shockingly. And then...
Well, now... Were you out before you went to this?
No, I really self-identified. If you were to ask me when I was, you know, 18 to 23, what my sexuality was, I would probably have said asexual. I wasn't sexually attracted to women, and I knew that, but I also wrestled, so I was like showering naked with 60 guys every day, and I wasn't sexually attracted to them either. I am sexually attracted to rotund gentlemen, like bears, what we call bears in the gay community.
Yeah.
And so for me... Similarly to what I was saying about the opening of a relationship and trying to understand how I perceive the world within the societal constructs. Nobody had told me that I could be attracted to a chubby guy. You know, if I was going to be attracted to the guy, it had to be, you know, we know what a good looking guy looks like. And I was showering with 60 of them, and they were all ripped, and they were all 20, and they were all earnest, and they were all good looking, and I wasn't attracted to them. So for me, obviously, I'm an emotional creature. When I finally fell in love, it was with this guy, and he was 44, and he was chubby, and he was hairy, and he was dorky, and he was nerdy, and he was shy, and he was like, that is like my jam. That is like all of the things that I love.
Yeah. All right, now, let me ask you. I mean, you and your husband opened up your relationship, you said, 4 years ago.
Sure, yeah.
How's that work? I mean, are you still married?
Yeah, we're still married. I'll see him in 2 days. He's been on the road with me.
Okay.
He's wonderful. We're doing great. Obviously, it's been a very, like, tumultuous couple of years trying to understand this, because I think whereas he was definitely the driving force at the beginning, and it was, you know, I think in a way he was going through his own personal things, and I really wanted to do this to support him on his journey and help him find the things that he needed. And in that process, I found different things, and my journey started. And so we've kind of been on parallel tracks, and sometimes the things that I'm discovering aren't in line with the things that he's discovering. And sometimes that creates conflict. But at the end of the day, I would definitely say that we are one of the things that made me the saddest when I essentially walked in on my husband with somebody else, is essentially what happened. And one of the things that made me the saddest is the thought that he couldn't have an open conversation with me about these things that he was feeling. You know, and he was, I don't want to get into all his business, but he was feeling like his opportunities to explore as he was aging, he was finally coming into believing in his own beauty as a rotund gentleman, right? A lot of these guys don't feel like they're beautiful because society doesn't tell them they're beautiful. So they may, in some instances, come into their own beauty at a later stage in life. And so I really wanted to help him explore that and be on that journey. And I found my own things. And I think we're doing pretty good. I think we can talk about anything now.
Well, you know, the album Territories seems to be the result of a lot of inner conflict, of kind of working things out.
It was kind of, yeah, it was really rough there for when I was making that record, for probably like a year and a half. And it kind of was like, when things were really good, I kind of was like, dang it. Because I wanted the material, like the material.
How can I possibly write songs about a relationship that works?
Yeah, I mean, I've done that so many times. I've had like 6 records of it. And it's funny because it was like, it wasn't even that the conflict was there. The conflict is so interesting, right? It's so like nothing that I've heard, nothing that I've read, nothing that I've seen. So for me to like dig into the questions of it was really, really, really amazing.
Any regrets, he said, setting up the next song?
Oh, no, setting it up for me. Yeah, knock this one out of the park. No, and that's what really this song is about. You know, this is a pretty hefty record. There's 15 tracks on it. And as I was coming along, and there were like 10, 11, 12 like really solid tracks, I was really feeling like I wasn't speaking to the kind of final universal truth of my life, and that is that Mike is my husband, and I love him, and I will do anything for him, and I have no regrets in this life, because I always move forward with openness and honesty, with no malintent, right? And so I really felt like I needed to write a couple songs. I wrote the song called Irreplaceable, Regretting, See Him Reap, that kind of encompass my desire to always be with my husband and have no regrets, regardless of how I've hurt as a result of his actions, or as a result of how he's hurt as a result of mine.
So that's what this song is about.
That's what this song's about.
It's called Regretting. Let's hear another live performance. Tom Goss and Liz DeRoche playing various keyboards and drum pads and singing. The album's called Territories. The song is called Regretting.
Mm-hmm.
could never dream of forgetting. That which we have worth remembering. But all we've got, all we've got, all we've got is more than I could ever hold in my hand. I can never think of regretting those flaws that could threaten. All we've got, all we've got, all we've got is just that I needed them for self-acceptance. So close your eyes, breathe in this light. So close your eyes, breathe in this light. I can never write up an ending. It comes close to what we've been spreading. I would never think of regretting.
The song's called Regretting. You'll find it on the forthcoming album, The Seventh by Tom Goss, called Territories, out on November 13th. And so, Tom, this is, it seems like this has opened up kind of new sonic worlds for you.
Oh, yeah.
Think you'll stay there for a while, or is it back to the guitar for the next one?
I don't know. I need to find another instrument, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe the recorder. I mean, I learned that in second grade.
Yeah, yeah. We all did, and then we forgot it by the end of second grade.
So. Yeah, we did. It was that one down on the pinky, that double hole, that was always really hard
right,
for me.
Right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. Liz, Tom, it's been great having you here.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Tonight, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
From each other's knowing, look at it here, how much we're growing.